Hello, welcome to the Shut Your Face podcast with your host, me, Bree. I'm super excited you guys are here. Thank you so much for listening to this shit show. This is the second season, and I couldn't be more thankful for all of our guests that took the time to talk to me. It's so freaking cool. Go check us out on Patreon for early access and exclusive content. And then lastly, thank you so much to our sponsors, Bemar Media and Leather and Lights. I kind of happen to know them just a little bit. They're pretty cool. Anyways, let's get on into it, shall we?
Welcome to my podcast.
Hi, my name's Bree. This week's episode is going to be a little different. I thought I would do one just kind of about a particular topic that I feel like needs to be talked about. And that is copyrights, logos, graphics, the legalities, the morality, and the ethics kind of behind how it works. So I'm going to go ahead and get into it. Again, so just let me preface this video. This is not meant to like hurt anybody, degrade anybody, or any of that nature. Like, that's not the point of this. This is really more for like educational purposes, and so maybe people can understand kind of why things happen and can understand more of the legalities behind copyrights and photography and graphic design and things of that nature. So let me go ahead and just get into it. My mouse is a paid actor. I particularly had one person in my experience. I particularly had a photographer make a post about me. She was mad at me and she blocked me. But let me tell you exactly what happened. And this is in regards to Nicole Polis, who is a great photographer. She's an amazing, she does an amazing job. I mean, like, her pictures are absolutely gorgeous. But basically what happened was the East Tennessee Cut and Horse Association that she did work for, we had a contract with them. So we had a contract with them that states all IP, intellectual property, remains the rights to me. So anything that's made during the duration of that contract that I make, I own the copyrights on it. Now, that's not your typical situation. We'll get into that in a minute. Copyrights are usually 80% of the time going to be a work for hire situation. So, let's say you call a graphic designer up and you don't have a contract, you don't have a terms and conditions, you have none of that type of stuff laid out. You just go, yo, I want a logo, and they make you a logo. Well, if they ever decide to like argue the copyright with you, you're going to win, because that's basically called work for hire. They were hired on the like idea, the assumption that what they're making is for you, so you own the copyrights on it. This also applies to photography as well. Again, if there is no contract, nothing stated otherwise, is usually going to be a work for hire situation. That's not what happened with this. We had a contract. We did a bunch of work for them, and then just things kind of, like, I'm just not going to be disrespected. So that's kind of what blew that up, because some people think when they spend money, they can disrespect you. And that's just not how that works for me. And it shouldn't for anybody. There should be like a level of basic respect for each other. Anyways, wish them the best, you know, all that good jazz, but we kind of parted ways. But I'm the type of person that doesn't like to leave things lingering and unsettled. It's almost like when you get a divorce and you still have things that are his or hers and you like don't want it, but the right thing to do is to reach out and go, hey, I've got your stuff. Do you want it? Do you want me to throw it away? Like, what's up? That's how I am. That's how I think. I feel like that's the right thing to do. In this particular situation, I obviously reached out to them and said, yo, like, I own that logo. We need to figure out what you want to do. Do you want to
buy it from me? Do you want to give it back to me and not use it? Like, what do you want to do? And a lot of people may say, okay, well, you're not going to use the logo. Why does it matter? To be blunt with you, that's not the point. It's just basic respect for artists and photographers. If you can show a lot of respect for photographers and screenshots and all that kind of good jazz, you should do the same thing for graphic artists and other all creative minds and professions and services. Like, it's just the right thing to do. There's no argument with that. Well, I never heard back from anybody. Like, nobody responded to me. So something's got to get done when there's no response. And the way copyright works is, I hate to say it like this, but there's harsher repercussions when you try to make money off of copying somebody else's stuff versus just copying it. Neither are right. Like, neither one of them are the right thing to do. You shouldn't copy regardless if you're going to make money or not, because you're ultimately stealing from the person who created it. Nonetheless, it's harsher when, like, this particular logo that I own the copyright on, like, I've got the paper. When Nicole was selling it in her photos for sale, that's why it could be taken down. So we had it taken down. I did. I had it taken down because I needed somebody to answer me on what to do with it. Like, just to blatantly ignore me, I just don't have no respect for that. There was no excuse not to just say, hey, look, yo, it is yours. What do you want to do? I would have been like, you can have it. That's exactly what I planned on doing, was just going, hey, you can have it or whatever, and like getting them the final files and being done with it. But the fact that you ignored me and then kind of lied about the situation and then kind of like, no, that doesn't work for me. And it shouldn't for anybody. Anyways, now, back to Nicole. So here's the reason why I didn't reach out to Nicole initially. Let's rewind and let's go to Leather Lights. Now, that's a little online store that I have. We did this free giveaway for this 5-star pad. It's like a $250 pad. And she won it. Okay. I'm an honest person. She won it. She gets it. It is what it is. Time passed and I saw where she had this pad for sale on Facebook. And I was like, that's odd. Which, she can do what she wants to with it. You know, it's yours. You can do what you want. Not a problem. But she said, but I just reached out and I was like, yo, is everything okay? And she was like, I need a smaller, like, thickness or whatever. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I'll exchange it for you. And we did. Like, I kind of ate more money on top of it being free to get her the correct size, you know. After that situation, I didn't feel comfortable reaching out to her because I felt like I was being ignored already. I felt like I was already just kind of like banging on somebody's door and nobody opening it. So I felt like reaching out would have not gotten me anywhere. I hate that she had to make that post. She didn't have to do that, especially being a creative mind that she is and dealing with copyrights as she does. She didn't have to make that post. I would have had more respect for her if she would have reached out to me and said, hey, I had no idea that was copyrighted. I'm sorry. Because if it was anybody else, she would have done that. But because it was me, she didn't do that. But the situation with me is no different than anybody else. Nonetheless, I don't regret how I handled it. I do hate that some people choose... I do hate that people choose to do what they do and it forces people to do things they don't normally do. Like me having to have it taken down instead of just having some respect for me. But that speaks of their character. Nonetheless, copyrights in its entirety like that, when it comes to Facebook, if you have, like, the form, like, if you have the certificate, they don't question it. Not one bit. And we provided them the contract and the certificate. It was not a problem at all. Like, Facebook seems to be really good about copyrights. If it's just point blank, is what it is. Now, I've had a lot of people ask me about my logos. So, technically, in my terms and conditions, we will always own rights to that. You're getting a license to use it. There is no reason on God's green earth why I would come at you for your logo, because there's nothing I can do with it. I can't resell it. I can't do shit with it. I can't do anything with it. But since it is work for hire, you could probably go get it copyrighted and it wouldn't be that big of a deal. I promise you, I have no reason to come at you for shit with your logo. Like, I don't give a crap about it. The only reason why it went down like it went down with East Tennessee Cutting Horse Association is because after all the shit I did for them, the discounts, the sponsorships, the money, the everything that I put up with them, to not have enough respect to just respond back to my couple of emails and go, yo, we didn't know this, no problem, what do we need to do? They asked for it, as far as I'm concerned. Because, I mean, if I know that you don't like me, I'm still going to answer your email. Even if I don't respect you, I'm still going to answer your email. I'm going to answer your message. I'm like, it's just how I was raised. Like, it's how I was raised to be respectful. Because my behavior is a reflection of me, not you. Like, you don't have that much control over me. So I'm still going to be courteous. I'm still going to be kind. I'm still going to have manners. Because I was raised better. So I think it speaks, like, it's sad that that speaks badly of East Tennessee, particularly Melissa. And just running their mouth about me being at a strip club and just all this, like, really? That's what you're doing? And then preaching about Mean Girls when I've been by myself. I'm not in a group of girls. That's just not how we should treat each other as women. So, it's sad that that went down like that. And she's blocked me. I don't know why. Like, nobody cares. Because obviously we didn't reach out to her. I would have liked to, if I could do it over again, I probably would like to go back and just reach out and see what she would do. She'd probably ignore my message. It's funny how people will do that shit. Like, you have the audacity to ignore me and then turn around and make me out to be the bad guy. All you had to do was handle your shit. All you had to do was handle your shit. All you had to do was handle it. Answer me. That's all you had to do. And they knew that. I even met this woman. I met Melissa with coolers and awards like an hour away. And you couldn't give me the respect to reply to an email to actually like avoid all of that situation. Really? Back to copyrights and photographers and graphic design. Technically, and you can look this up, like you can do your own research and get your own answers. Technically, when you create something in its originality, it is yours. You own it, okay? You own the copyright on it. But that doesn't mean shit unless you go buy it, okay? So just because you're the original and you make something and you've got all of this proof to back it up, the government's going to go, well, why didn't you spend $65 to register it with the United States Patent and Trademark Office? That's all it costs, $65. And now that only applies to photos, like graphic design, print, plays, scripts, things of that nature. But the government's going to look at you and go, why didn't you do that then? You will have more protection should you need it if you just file the copyright. And it's very easy. You can do it online. It's so easy. A lot of people get weird when it comes to trademarks. Now again, I'm not an attorney. I'm not a paralegal. I'm just sharing with you what I have learned and what I have researched on my own because of my own experiences. I do have a couple of trademarks. Here's the deal with trademarks and copyrights. So, A trademark is essentially, a lot of people get this confused. A trademark is to differentiate you, your product, your company, within the marketplace. Okay? It is to protect you. That's what's made you different. That's why it's called trademark. Okay? That's why you have multiple classifications that you have to go through when it comes to filing a trademark. Is this mark in apparel? Is this mark in automobile? Is this mark in et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? And that's why a lot of people end up getting an attorney. You can do it for like $300 on your own if it's like really plain and simple. But sometimes you can get into other things or whatever and they have attorneys that do it. But that's what a trademark is. That's why you see trademarks on slogans like Nike, just do it. When you hear the words just do it, the first thing you think of is Nike. The actual check is probably trademarked too, but the graphic portion of your logo is what you would copyright. You wouldn't trademark that. You would not trademark the graphic. You can if you want to, but that's where your copyrights come in for the visual of it. Your trademark is going to be a specific phrase, a logo, like the words of your logo. Nike's trademarked. The word Nike is trademarked. Or the word, you know, the word punchy actually is trademarked. I found this out. Because the word, it's very hard to copyright words. Okay, so I'm starting to dabble now. So that's the difference kind of between copyrights and trademarks. So if you go and try to file a copyright on the word punchy, it's going to get denied. Like, you can't do words. It has to be a visual, a graphic, an actual thing, a script, a play, a movie, something of that duration, a song. You can copyright a song. But trademark is going to be where you would put your actual word. Like Nike is trademarked, Punchy is trademarked, or whatever have you. That logo, or I keep saying logo, that word or that slogan is what separates you from other people within the marketplace. Nike cannot be used again because Nike is associated with shoes, and that's what separates them within the footwear market. You follow what I'm saying? Now, patents. I don't know that much about patents, but I know a little bit. You have different ones. You don't have just one type of patent. You have multiple patents that are available. You have like a design patent, and then you have other patents. But design is where the detail associated with filing a patent is insane. I ran across a Facebook post where they were talking about the girl with the curb chain and she just got her patent or whatever. I don't think you quite understand how awesome that is in the United States. To get a United States patent is an insane amount of work and time and money. It's not like they just don't lightly go, oh yeah, this one's approved. Copyrights, I believe that, because you could actually just, I mean, like, they do their research, but nowhere near as much as they do with patents. Patents, you have to have an attorney. If you do not have an attorney when you file your own patent, God help you, but it is possible, but to file it without an attorney, but I would highly suggest getting an attorney. The detail that goes into patents, it's like literally step by step, micro step by step on everything. And they go through so much. You have to go through multiple, like people that are going to review it. And then another person that's going to review it. It's insane. So the fact that girl got that is, and for what it is, because I saw a lot of remarks about how, well, it looks just like this. And so-and-so has been doing it and blah, blah, blah. When it comes to IP, who files first? That's all they really care about. Now, okay, now, here's where that stuff can kind of get tricky. Let's say Let's say you make this scissor and you file a patent on this scissor right here in 2025. And so-and-so sees it, and this scissor goes, well, we've been making them since 1995. This person is going to have to fight that, not them. So, this person would have to prove that theirs is different than what's been being made since 1995. And this is where it also gets tricky. If you're smart, you will file it. Because if, let's say they're lying and they filed it and they continue to make it past 2025, then they could sue them for everything after that. I mean, they could still make them if they want and run all they want, you know, keep them in court all they want. But ultimately, at the end of the day, they would get the money if they continued to make it, knowing that it's patented. I think IPs are absolutely insanely interesting. Like, all of it's crazy cool to me to kind of listen about how all it works. You actually have what's called a poor man's patent. That I believe there is casework where it's held up in court before, where you literally write, like, if I go, I invented scissors, drew it out, and then postmarked it and mailed it to myself. That's basically what it is. I'm going to have to... It's writing out a description of your invention and then mailing that written description to yourself. That's basically what it is. In a sealed envelope as the date of invention. It has limitations, though, because it's not legally recognized and will not hold up in court. I don't know if that's true. I thought there was casework that research on that. Apparently not. I don't know if that's true. But that's basically what it is. Poor man's patent. Anyways, all of the intellectual property information is so amazing to me. And again, I'm not an attorney. I'm not a paralegal. You need to do your own research. You need to look your own stuff up. This is strictly just for entertainment and discussion purposes. And just to talk about my own experience, again, with that photographer and that Cutting Horse Association. And no shame to them. Wish them nothing but the best. Nicole is an amazing photographer. Her work looks great. And East Tennessee gave me a lot of work. It is what it is. But I just kind of wanted to go through what exactly happened and the facts of the situation. We just don't go around like doing that. And any logo that you buy from me, own it. Again, I'm not going to fight you over your own logo. Another thing that I kind of want to touch base on with creative services and artists and things of that nature. If you go on out in the world and think that nobody is going to copy you and that everybody has the same heart as you, you are going to be rudely awakened. People will copy you. If they see you doing well with something, whether it's a graphic, whether it's a design, or even just the idea, which it sucks you can't, look at this paid actor. It sucks that you can't copyright particular certain things, like whatever, I digress. Not accepting that and understanding that it could happen and being aware of that is what'll make you or break you in business, in anything. Okay? In anything. Me personally, I can see that stuff from afar. I can kind of get a glimpse of that kind of stuff. And since I'm already a creative mind anyways, I like to pay tribute to the OGs. I like to go to the originals. I like to kind of understand where things happen, what things happen, and that nature. So that's how I am when it comes to buying things or services and stuff of that nature. Or at least pay respect, or at least give credit where credit's due. That's the biggest kicker, actually. That's what I'm trying to say. So it's just like, we'll take Yeti and RTIC. They were actually in a lawsuit. And they had to pay Yeti, because Yeti was the original for whatever cooler, whatever it was, the 20 or whatever. And even though RTIC does successful, it's a very good cooler. It's a good company. We buy them, obviously. It just kind of makes you think on where the morality is. If somebody sits here and tells you that they're the original when they're not, and you've seen that they're not, it makes me question, okay, if they're going to lie about that, what else will they lie about? What else are they not going to be honest about? It speaks a lot of for the character, of the person, of the company, you know? Some things are not that important. like t-shirts. You know how many brands of t-shirts there are? Right. You know how many brands of, like, other particular things that you see are, you know? I guess what I'm trying to say is, I know you need to drink your protein. I got this protein shake that I drink every day, because I don't eat a lot, but I need to get my protein in. It is so good. And I add whipped cream and cinnamon sugar and coffee. You can tell a lot about a person by how they give credit where credit is due. Like, I can tell a lot about a person. Some people feel funny about that. They're like, okay, well, I don't want to give them any business, or I don't want to look like a certain way, or I don't want to miss out on anything like that. No, you earn respect when you give credit where credit is due. Like, to take an opportunity to kind of backhand me, it's like, and then preach about women, supporting women. I'm sorry, what? Oh, because that means that you wouldn't be being true to what you say you are, even though I know you're not. I have no respect for that. I have no respect for that mentality. If she come out and said, you know what, this person inspired me, this person, you know, like, I'm doing what I'm doing because I support her. We could work together. I would give you a round of applause. I would make you a prize. I guess that's the difference between mature, or I guess that's the difference between confident women and women that are not that confident. Because only an insecure woman would feel the need to leave so much important information out and try to degrade another woman. Try to degrade another woman while preaching about women empowerment. Oh, well, can anybody else do it? Yeah. Anybody and their brother can do it. But you need to give credit where credit is. I swear to God, if I was to say that three times fast. But you need to give credit where credit is due. But you need to give credit where credit is due. Out of respect for yourself, not just me. But like they say, or well, a copycat can't do shit till you do it. That's why she couldn't buy anything from me, even though she hit me up all the fucking time, because it would go against what she's saying in private. I already know what she's saying. Anyways. You will earn more respect in the workplace, in the marketplace, in business, when you are truly honest about your creatives and about your inspiration and about those things. Like, to not give credit where credit is due, regardless of who it is and what it is, to me, I think that's sleazy as hell. Because I may not like you, but I'm not going to discredit you. Again, I may not like you. I may want to whoop your ass, but I will still give you credit where it's due. Because that's respectable. It's respectable to me. It speaks of my character. It's respectable. Somebody that can't do that, somebody that takes it's like watching somebody get beat up, and then that second and third person comes around and throws a little kick in. Who are you? What? It's not respectable. Definitely not badass by any fucking means. But enough of that. Copyrights, photography, all that kind of good stuff. Take the time to do your own research. Take the time to look this stuff up and be prepared, because it's always better to have it than to not have it. And like I said, if you go around this world thinking that people aren't going to copy you or aren't going to try to trip you up or are not going to do things that you wouldn't normally do, you're crazy, because they are. It's just the way it is.